then some people just want to keep it real. And that must mean, oh, that you're tuned into Outside the Pizza Box. Right downtown Madison, outside of the Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media / Devil Radio. Wow. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison, and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. And I'm going to have to ask you again, Jason, to sound off on all the other stations. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, you're everywhere. You're
no, Civic Media is. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, you know. But you have infiltrated Civic Media, so you are everywhere.
I was here before it started. That's how I got in.
So, no, I mean, people can catch you up at WXCE and AMRI, 1260 AM. You've got Bull Falls Radio, WXCO out of Wausau, Richland Center. News from the center or pizza from the center. I mean, they could rebrand it to pizza from the center. I don't know. I mean, you know, eat your pizza from the center. Why not? And then WISS, air support from Pizza Box, right?
And that's really impressive. So, Sage Weil, thank you, yeah, first of all, for putting this great outlet together and taking a chance on all of us before you met me. And then that Grace Christmas party that I know you missed, and I know people got sick and everything, so I'm, you know, chill, man. I didn't. But, you know, I wasn't Frenching anybody or anything either. So
yeah, I'm glad you're feeling well.
And I'm glad you're feeling better, too, because, yes, you got sick, too. And it's just right now, it is flying around.
Yeah.
I got
my
flu shot and my last booster about a month or a little bit more than a month ago, so I'm feeling pretty confident. But not overconfident, right? I kind of watch what I'm doing, you know? I try to stay far. And I do that six-foot thing. I've been doing that ever since. And they do that in other countries with a mask on.
And that's just a general good rule. I mean, people can't punch you from that far away. I mean, there's lots of good reasons to stay 6 feet away from people.
Yep. I hate to go negative on you. But this conspiracy against the majority in America has me so frustrated that you're not going to believe this. For once, I agree with CJ.
What?
Say it isn't so. But I don't want to complain about Republicans anymore because outside of, you know, two people that in their party that decided that it wasn't a crime to attack the Capitol on January 6th, right? I mean, there's the two and they're gone now. So the rest of them, you know, I can't talk to them. Now, Republican voters, that's a different thing. And we'll get into that. But my problem is the leadership of the Democratic Party. Oh, my God. Okay, so, you know, you did notice that we had a several thousand gallon oil spill there out in Kansas, right? Rural Kansas farming area. I think it got into the streams. And basically, I saw a picture. It's like the blob or something. And it'll never be the same. Not in this lifetime, right? Maybe the next extinction process will be discovered again, and then they can suck up that oil and spill it somewhere again. So the reason why I'm pissed is because Joe Biden is endorsing Joe Manchin's fast-tracking a pipeline through West Virginia. Now, what could go wrong, right? I mean, so that lit me up right away. But I'm like, aha, here it is. See, I told you guys that we've been getting played. Here you are, call it left, right, middle, whatever. All of the, and the reason why I say that is because I talk to Republican voters. I run into people, and isn't it weird that sometimes they like me and I like them and we have a good time until it comes down to them wanting to understand my politics, which, because I'm labeled the too far left, right? Now, that's what's wrong with the Democratic Party. There's a lot of people within the Democratic Party that don't like or agree with the things that I say and believe. Kind of like Bernie Sanders, if you know what I mean. These ideas are not radical. But if you must label us as radicals, understand that at this time of year, Christmas and all that, Jesus Christ was a radical and continues to be through the works of other people that believe in what Jesus believed in, which is, again, ending poverty, ending all this corruption within government. You know, don't pay attention to that. All the false preachers in religion. Man, I see that Franklin Graham up there, and it's still called, I was right, I first posted, you know, Billy Graham prayer line. It's still the Billy Graham prayer line, you know, praising Jesus Christ while supporting the Republican Party that completely destroys poor people on both sides. That's what you don't understand. Poverty doesn't give a damn if you're a Republican or a Democrat. See, that's why I'm neither. True. And I'm going to continue to be that. But until there's a Republican in the party that wants to protect water and air, because I don't know if you saw that up in a county in Wisconsin up north where, you know, they just don't have that manufacturing and dumping of stuff. And, oh, my God, they've got forever chemicals in their water. How did they get there? Well, you know, cracking through the air surface to do all the stuff these guys do, you know, from high-capacity wells to the mining. You don't think that came downstream, do you, Wisconsin? Or could it possibly be, you know, this illegal dumping and stuff like that that goes on, like they caught somebody doing? By the way, 844-967-2789. And feel free to chime in. And you can disagree with me. You're going to lose. But, okay, so why, people? And I knew it a long time ago, okay, that this Joe and Joe, they're buddies, right? They've been around. Look at all these people that are in the leadership. They've been the leaders in, and you could go both parties, for the most part, for my entire adult life, and some even before then. Oh, Lord. So much so that you watch the sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters, the nepotism that just seems to bring people to the greatest opportunity in their lives, to be a public servant and to serve themselves first and their masters, of course, and then also to serve the people in their family, right? So I watched Nancy Pelosi stepping down from power. And I'm like, yeah, man, we've been waiting a couple decades for that, at least in my world. Because I'm done listening to Democrats just blitzkrieg the progressives like AOC, okay, and Bernie. And you get, you know my drift, right? We do this every week, right? You would think that. So I'm talking to these guys that are far right, and they get mad at me and call me the too far left. But they agree with me on clean water. Lo and behold, they agree with me letting the woman in their life choose what they want to do with their, you know, because, you know, they don't want to pay child support either if they mess up, right? Yes. I'm going to tell you that right now. Some of them are not preparing to have a family or raise a family. And actually, they're later on in life, but you could still have an accident. You know, that's how you get, like, when you get the 20-year gap between siblings. Well, how the hell did that? I was only at one time, you know. Well, I guess that was it. Sorry about that. Hate to give anybody a picture of their grandparents or their parents later on in their midlife accidentally continuing their family. And I had to tell my son after that, you know, wow, you guys, that's four kids really fast. Hold on, you know, and they don't like diapers and stuff either. You think kids don't like diapers? Having them taken off, you know, squirming around and screaming and hollering? Oh, it's worse for the parent. That stuff goes flying sometimes. And you know, you have to kind of like put yourself in an area where it's not going to matter if it does go flying around. Of course, you know that, Jason, right? Especially when babies get sick and it happens. And
it's been a while since those
days.
Well,
and that's probably how you got sick, though. Now the kids are pretty solid, man. Their immune systems, right? I was joking about that. I believe in a strong immune system, even though I have none. Oh, boy.
I just like to be conscious of other people around me, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to spread it to anybody. So I was on lockdown, man. I was quarantining in my basement and haven't seen my wife and kids in you know, for like a whole week. I didn't see him, so that's what I had to do.
They probably had a really good week.
Keep everybody safe. Yeah, they might have been happier. I mean, you know, to be honest.
Well, it's kind of like that short vacation you need right before the holidays. So, yeah, Dad's chilling.
I need it after the holidays too, though. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I don't get too excited about the holidays, because I always used to get sick at that time. You know, it was always during wrestling season. You got to cut weight and stuff. Hey, did you see, John Boehner today? Or this week, I should say.
I did not.
Oh, yes. It was such a touching moment for him to go up and talk about Nancy Pelosi and
respect my daughters have for Nancy.
And I'm like, you know, they're friends. Everybody's bragging. Oh, they're friends. Well, they didn't always agree. Now, do you understand how I could dislike both of them? Please, understand why that makes me dislike them both and disqualify them from the real world that we all live with. Because we're not friends with either. They don't like people like us. Okay, they hate guys like me that too far left. You try to go too far. You know, too far means helping the poorest of the poor. That's what they mean. You know, instead of just dumping off and giving everything to the rich all the time that we've seen for several cycles now, and people are sick of it, but they don't know who to be angry with. Should be angry with everybody that isn't a progressive. And yes, I know, Democratic voters, you don't like to hear that from me, right? But you aren't taking the people to the top like they want to go, huh? See how I did that? Yes. That's what it is. Promise to take the people to the top and then just not. They don't even get close, man. Even, nothing's changed except it's gotten worse. And it will continue till the rest of us step up and do something for somebody, man. But we will be back, you know, in a couple minutes here. In my head when I'm out walking amongst the trees, talking to my brothers and sisters, trees out there. I watch it every day, and it sickens me. And, you know, climate change really kicks ass against trees and other beautiful things in nature. But, hey, can you imagine if Jesus was here right now? What do you think he'd be doing on Christmas? Dumping over Christmas trees, pulling down decorations and stuff. It's not my birthday, you dumbasses. Nice. Hey, I don't want to get carried away here the week before Christmas, so let's go to the phones with Greg in Madison. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, Ashley, my name is Bregan, and I moved out of Madison.
Bregan,
and you sound a ton like my friend Ralph, who used to be at Lakeside Printing.
Oh, hey, I know Ralph. Yes.
You know Ralph?
Sure do.
Great guy. I thought.
Yeah, he's the guy had that cool hat, didn't he? Little hat. And he used to show up at the Capitol all the time, too.
Yes, and he had a bad accident. And luckily, he pulled through from that. It was like hit and run. He was just crossing the street on Willie Street. Very good guy. Very good guy.
Oh, nicer. You could be as nice as him, but not nicer.
Yeah. We moved out of Madison, and our restaurant is no longer in our possession, but it is doing well. We're out in the boonies, and there are two TVs that have sat in boxes for 4.5 months now. Huh. And pretty happy about that. And what you were saying about the supposedly, you know, wearing your NASCAR team on your shoulder, was really resonating. I'm like, oh my God, is that Ralph? And I'm sorry, I don't tune in all the time.
Well, that's right. I don't either, Bregan. I don't tune in very much at all.
I will make a point of it from now on, actually. So awesome. Is it every Saturday at the top of the hour?
Yeah, and then here's the other thing. If you don't want to go to church on Sunday, you can listen to the replay from noon to 1. Bingo.
Listen, a replay noon to 1 on Sundays?
Yep, same time as Saturday.
Good.
No, nobody else wants to do a show at noon to 1 on Saturday. So it works out for me pretty good, too.
I guess not, because in our little... I'm not going to say nuclear. Oh, I said it. Nuclear family.
Nuclear? Yeah, I know. It happens because all these guys have been saying it, like leaders in our government. Nuclear. It's hard not to.
Yeah, you can't say harassment anymore either. What? There are some other...
No, but you can get kicked off Facebook for harassment. It happens to me all the time.
You can get kicked off of Facebook for having a brain. So,
thank you.
Clearly you do. And I really, really, really. So I met Dom and Groot long time ago when, geez.
Yeah, they're not as wrong as they used to be, Bregan. Bregan, they've come a long way.
Oh, I know. They've come a long way.
Well, they're younger, you know, give them time.
Does Dom still look like a rock star?
His hair's not as long. Not as long, but Dom got sick. He came down with COVID after last week, too. But he's doing pretty good.
Oh,
see,
because really?
if you got your shots and stuff, I'm telling you, it's going around. A lot of people, like you said, Jason, that maybe I'd notice if I got it. But then again, you know, I got all these things wrong with me that maybe, you know, oh, well, that must have been that, you know, and maybe it lasted a couple of days. I don't know.
Yeah, isn't it strange how the incidence of seasonal flu went down for 2 years? Just incredibly, you know. Well, we don't have any seasonal flu, basically, but we have a ton of COVID.
Yeah, well, it only kills tens of thousands usually every year. But when a lot of people, right. I think, take that flu vaccination, but I also know a lot of people that don't. Right?
Yeah. And maybe that's a topic for another Oprah show, but not that yours is anywhere near anything Oprah
brings in that kind of money. Her. Trust me.
she's only worth like $14.5 billion.
Yeah.
So you know, so but I really did appreciate your parsing the waters regarding being pigeonholed because. For years and years, I was, and investigative journalism is really my forte. Is really what I'm interested in. It was never restaurant business, although that was 36.5 years in the business if you count when they kind of fudged my, what is it, your 14, 15 years old work permit.
Ah.
Whatever. Yeah, that got a little fudged. Well, mowing lawns at age 7 for money, you know, whatever. But,
I was picking night crawlers for a nickel apiece, man. My brother and I, we had Social Security numbers, man. We were making in the dough. I wasted it.
What about where? Land? Where?
It's south of Madison in a little town called Stoughton. Man, it was cool. Then my dad would drive us. We'd be out all. He picked with us too. We used to hate it when he'd wake us up, but we loved the fact that he paid for everything, gave us rides, and then next day from Janesville to Madison, man, all the way up the river and lakes. My brother and I, owned it.
Is
man.
That bumper music coming? Is that bumper music coming?
Yeah, it is. You got a little bit of time.
I've spent a lot of years in. Doing work with people in radio, so I can hear it creep in. But
I like listening to it, especially when it's Stevie Wonder. You know, thanks, Bregan. And born on 5/13, the same as me, and the music still makes sense. Except nobody can live in the city anymore. Not if you don't have a whole ton of money, man.
School, she's It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe.
Yeah, man. Don't run away. And don't have a breakdown. Cool, huh? I know, Jason, it bothers you when there's a little glitch going on, but it worked out pretty good, don't you think? See, I'm not like Bill O'Reilly. Even though I'm like half Irish, my mom will say better than half. I'm like, well, I don't know if Dad had any Irish in him at all. I don't know how that works. Or maybe she's right. Oh, but back to that leadership in the Democratic Party. By the way, I did that, I did all those years bragging in restaurants. I mean, I worked at Mark's Big Boy on Park Street for a while. Some of that stuff pretty good before they started, you know, getting cheaper and wanting to get more profits off scraping up some of the stuff on the floor like McDonald's. Why make dinner when you can McDonald's? No thanks. Sometimes breakfast, once in a while, when I'm feeling greasy. Speaking of greasy, okay, so here we go. You've got Pelosi stepping down and Boehner crying like a big baby. I think he's drunk because we know all the... Yeah, I think probably so. But anyway, and then, now, you know, Biden and the two Joes, the two traitors. Trader Joe's. Hey, nice. See, I did that too, and I don't even shop there. But I drive by once in a while.
Old white man's club?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it is getting old, okay? But that isn't the worst of it. I mean, Pelosi on her way out, she's just got to go, oh, yeah, you know, her and Schumer. Because, you know, Republicans really, really, and they do hate Schumer and Pelosi, okay? And even Biden. And I'm not that, but I don't like them either, okay? But, you know, I really don't like the people they like to substitute with. I keep telling people, it's hard to identify today with being like a Democrat or a Republican because there's so many clowns representing us in Congress and Senate that you don't really see. How could there be so many obstacles and obstructions? Because that's what they do. Now, if you really, all you got to do is watch Wisconsin. I mean, Evers will try and do, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that 60, 70%. You know what? I really like Tony Evers. He's a damn good Democrat, all right? Yeah, I'm on record with that. I have not seen him do anything. He's not asked for funding guns or taking away a woman's right to choose or starving out poor people or hammering public education. I mean, this is what the Republicans have done on a nationwide effort. You know, you can't find anybody. Everything. They vote right on down the line, right? You turn the channel, they're all saying the same thing. They're all like parrots. And then you turn it on MSNBC and CNN, and you got the from the establishment people that pretend like they're, you know, the policies they believe in aren't also fascist and racist. Well, but they disguise it, right? Now we're going to tame this inflation. Well, tame it. Oh, you're going to disguise the greed. Okay, with a couple of nickels here and there. And I will say that, I got an increase. And I was wrong. I thought this is something they voted on. But I just got a letter, you know, that, hey, man, your Social Security is just going up like $130 starting in January. Oh, because they're, you know, inflation. how much of that increase is related to the rest of the inflation that's going on? Oh, it's only a percentage of it, right? See, this is what they do. And people complain, if they raise the wages, then, you know, and even Democrats do that. The high-ass ones that are making all the money working with corporations, right? They're not going to, we support 15, but we'll start at 12. And that's what Hillary did. And damn it, if you don't know what that did to kill a movement, okay? You have no idea. And then I was in the fight for 15. They picked me as a leader. Why? Because I don't sound like the average white guy. Ooh, I didn't play any average white band today. We'll do that maybe next time. Not next week, though. What's going on here? I know you don't like it when somebody like me sounds like somebody that's really poor and living homeless. And, well, that's who I'm speaking for. Yes. Yes. That's who I think needs more help and is more deserving of all of it, because I did the 30-some years of working in the restaurant and working with people with spinal cord injuries that couldn't move, basically, you know, arm movement for the most part. But some of these guys are amazing and strong, too. And you just strong personalities, living longer than most of us probably would have if something we survived an accident that took away our legs and most of the movement we have without a wheelchair or, you know, a van. See, that's called empathy. That's called understanding what, you know, what I have to lose is the same thing that everybody else has to lose. Only for most of us, we've already lost everything that we care about. We talk about it all the time. I don't even think a lot of people my age, you know, 60s, I'm 61, but hoping to get to 70 and by that time maybe making a difference for my grandkids and my son and his family and everybody's children and grandchildren. See, and I don't get that from either party on a lot of these things. Not when you're making deals with pipelines. Okay, so Schumer and Pelosi now, they're in favor of Joe Biden running again in 2024. And the media's already going, what do you think about a Trump-Biden rematch? I mean, I almost died. You guys are trying to kill me because I know what this means.
So you're telling me we had, last time we had old white guy match. Now we're going to have older whiter guy match.
And older orange guy again. Clan DeSantis, yeah, KKK down there in Florida.
I mean, come on. No.
Well.
No.
I'm going to come right out, and I'm already nominating. I nominate Gavin Newsom because he's the only governor I've seen go, are you kidding me? And yelling around the country. Now, Evers doesn't want to be president anyway.
No.
But, you know, talk about Lincoln without a beard.
Whoa.
Look, peaceful guy.
I mean, Joe Biden's done pretty well. So, but he's
Biden. Yes,
but
absolutely.
Like, hey, dude, you finally got the presidency. Do the one term. Like, you're an old guy.
I still think
different.
Listen,
it's cool.
Those backdoor deals that these guys have been making for decades and decades, and you're seeing it come to the surface with him. You know, giving approval to a fast track to a pipeline. And come on, now don't fall into it. Okay, no, Evers is the guy I meant. You know, Evers is a good governor that could be a president because he wouldn't be a dumbass. That's the first thing you can't be as a president is a dumbass.
You see, Tony is I can't see it, but
I know he's him here anyway.
He's
gonna have to veto everything these clowns put in front of him. You know, for their 3 weeks that they put in, and I'm pissed about that. So I'm gonna be there making them earn their $50K in the 3 weeks. I'll be all over that place, man. I bring that vuvuzela back. I don't think Evers will have me arrested. He might, you know, want to talk to me or something. Well, that'd be one way to have him come on my show. Right now, we don't have enough time. We should try. I'm telling you, I wouldn't mind doing this 2 hours on Saturday. I don't know how the rest of the world feels, but there's just not enough time to talk about all this stuff. So Schumer and Pelosi are down with that. Well, I'm not. And I'm going to think that, you know, as much as there is of a crowd for Trump that's you think was disappearing, right? But then all of a sudden, all the cards he put out there, they sold out. And they're increasing in value. Please stop. Please. No, man. There's still people making money in crypto. But if you guys are willing to buy and sell and trade and malarkey Trumpy stuff. Oh, boy. I wish I would have saved those two bottles of water I got in Waukesha, that Trump water. But somebody stole it from me. Can you believe that? I've had weird stuff stolen from me, you know, at protests and peaceful protests, mind you. Put down a vuvuzela that's signed by a big union guy. And it's gone. Oh, you know who took that. Some right winger burning that bastard in the alley right now.
I have not heard this story. What is it? You had Trump water stolen from you? What is this?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, Dom and Crute were there too. I was there with a different radio station at the time, a community radio. And so we were there, you know, and it was one of those where you're kind of like, you know, don't look around too much. You know, don't. And Dom, we almost got busted, I'm sure of it. When there was a guy saying, Oh, yeah, he opened up the rally by saying, you know, that Trump was carrying the belt of justice across America, you know, and everybody's cheering. And I look at Dom, and Dom looks at me, and he rolls his eyes. And I'm like, be careful, dude. They see you do that. We're like in a pen here. Look at it. It's kind of sad, but, yeah, that's what it was like. I was afraid to laugh at anybody, have them think that I was, you know, making fun of them at their big-time Trump rally. Wow. Oh, okay, I'm going to take this call. I got Lily, and it says she's outside of Madison, which is where I am most of the time. How you doing, Lily?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm, you know, another day of getting up and being alive and having a chance to do this hour again, so pretty good.
So I've listened to your show a couple times, and I kind of wanted to get your input, just your personal view. I'm up for a job, and I have been told that I have to get a booster shot, and I'm wondering what your personal take is on that, because I don't think that's fair for an employer to mandate that, and I thought you might have some opinions.
Hey, no problem.
That would be useful.
All right. Thanks for calling, and I will answer that, because I understand both sides of that coin, okay? I wouldn't, personally, Lily, I didn't have to wait for somebody to tell me I should get another one. I have had none of them mandated because I'm not working where I'm asked to do that. And I know it feels like people are, you know, they make you feel like, hey, you're forcing me to do this and I don't want to. And you're right, you can, you don't have to do it. But then they also are considering, well, we got a bunch of other people here that are working here that we have to consider. And they also have all the families. And believe it or not, these pandemics, they should never be taken lightly. And you know where it all started, Lily? Was back when Bob Woodward decided not to play the video of Trump talking about it before it even got to March. It was in February. And he says, this stuff's worse than the flu, man. It's deadly. This is Trump talking, okay? Bob Woodward didn't do his job as a journalist. He waited to write a book on it. He's just as guilty as Trump in not taking that seriously and having people like you and me and everyone else wonder, what's going on here? Why do I have to do this, and why should I or why shouldn't I? But I'm 61, man. Okay, we got shots back in the 60s, so to end polio and the measles, and the stuff worked. I said stuff, but I almost said something else, Lily. Because I went to college with the last guy in Wisconsin that had a case of polio. Now, what do you think he would have said? You know,
that's the thing. Why are people so? People have taken all these vaccines. You had to take vaccines to get into school. You had to take vaccines.
Yeah, do it in the military. That's to protect your ass. So when you go over there, you don't get the diseases that are already there, that the other people that have been living there now have a built-up immune system to, for the most part, okay, after a while. And that's why you're seeing what's going on with COVID, that a lot of people are getting it, but it's not as bad as it was because a lot of people have had vaccines and boosters. Now, Lily, I'm not saying you should get the booster to take the job. I'm saying you should get that booster to protect yourself and people that you, you know, are next to, your family and friends. I mean, that's all I can say about it, man.
I just want to follow up and clarify. Like, I don't want to put it out there like that, but I just want people to take that step back and say,
yeah,
how many vaccines have you taken?
Oh, you're right.
For all these other reasons, you know, so why are you so, why are you so resistant to this?
Well,
one?
Because we had people lying about it, right?
Right, it's because
and that's why Sage Weil decided, hey, I want to invest in something that can get this word out to people. Maybe they aren't hearing this. Maybe they don't have the same channels. They don't, okay? In some of these places, they won't let you play anything except Fox on these businesses and laundromats and everywhere you go. And the signs and the propaganda and the fact that those people haven't been represented well either by either party, because we're still fighting over it. We're still fighting over stuff that it means our existence at this point, people. Did I tell you? No, listen, I told you I saw the white turkey like a week or two ago, right? Didn't I? The female again? Second time I've seen it. You know, I drove by the place where I last saw him. Sure enough, there's all these turkeys. And I'm like, wow, she's not out there. Oh, there's a big white spot. And there wasn't any snow on the ground. And then I went by this morning, and there's all the brown turkeys. But I can't see the white hen because there's snow everywhere. She's pretty safe right now. Yeah, you know what? Everybody take a look in the mirror. Think about what you can do for the... You know, it shouldn't be just about the people you know that you love. You should love everybody, man. I'm not hating. I'm not hating, but I, you know what? It's hard to really not at times. I get it. And I come close to saying it, but you ain't going to hear me say it today, no. And it had nothing to do with Christmas. Each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to just keep playing this for, keep playing this along with Jeff's guitar playing, right? Hey, got it. I'll be there this afternoon, and I'm doggy sitting overnight. So, pretty cool, huh? But back to the guitar clinic, jeffsguitar.com, to see all the nice videos he has. That'll pretty much take care of everything because I see people lining up, so we don't want to waste a whole lot of time here, do we? I know the first one in line. I'm going to go right to the air, the first two I know. So we'll go to Jack and Merrimack. How's it going, Jack?
Hey, just peachy keen, as my granny used to say. I just wanted to share this with you. This goes way back when Trump was, you know, still lying about the vaccine and everything. I saw a wonderful meme on the internet, and it went something like this. A little girl says, Mom, what's that scar on your shoulder? Mom says, why, that's my polio vaccination, dear. Little girl says, what's polio? Now, you and I probably had the drink it liquid brand, but the point is, vaccinations work, and that's what people have to understand. And there's so much disinformation. I mean, I've seen it posted again and again. Oh, this vaccine has harmed thousands and thousands of kids. And, you know, it goes on and on. And it's just such, I guess I can't say that.
Close. Good one. You can't. Did he get it? I don't think he said it. But anyhow, thanks, John. And yeah, no, John, check it out. What about how many people die from the side effects of pharmaceuticals every year? Shoot, people are jumping in line to get some of that stuff. So I don't think you actually said the full word. So, you know, thanks for stopping on that one. But I am pretty sure you just started the first part of it. And I've done that before. See what I mean? You get upset. Vaccines, of course, vaccines work. That's why a lot of those diseases disappeared. And that's why there was never any politics involved in that. And if you go back, hey, go back, watch the video. If you don't believe me yourself, watch Bob Woodward and Donald Trump talking about COVID and how bad it was and how dangerous it was. And then the two of them just sat there on their asses. And then while Trump lied about it, Bob Woodward said, well, I'm going to write a book. And then he's like a big hero or something.
Yeah, as a journalist, that was so disappointing.
No, that's criminal, okay? In my world, that's criminal. And I think it would have been decades ago before Reagan came along and just decided to deregulate, you know? So anybody could say the freedom, 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 right? Freedom of speech, as long as you got millions and millions of dollars so you can, you know, get your sound out there, right? Because money is free speech unless you're talking to Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. A little bit about the environment, because it's very important. There was an article in the Journal Sentinel today, a city and around Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you must have just tuned in, because I mentioned that, you know, down in up northern Wisconsin, where they wouldn't expect to have forever chemicals. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and now they're stuck with drinking bottled water. But the thing that gets me about that article, how they got there, because there's no heavy manufacturing and stuff in that area. So it's the reason I bring that up again is because if they don't know how they got there, where else are they? And it's just something to think about. Maybe, you know, they could be in other places they don't even understand. And it's very serious because kidney disease and all kinds of other things from that. So I just wanted to touch bases on the fact they don't know where they came from, Michael. You have a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. Well, I'm guessing, again, a high-capacity wells. Religious guy, you know, out there in the apple country. Oh, yeah, I'm going to save it for an emergency. Guess what? Now there's an emergency, and he's selling it, Wisco Paul, because of capitalism, right? Yeah, he'll be selling what? When they take 600,000 gallons a day from the ground? What do you think they're doing with it? Man, they got trucks. Oh, I don't want to run out of time, so let's go to Joanne and Madison.
Hey, Pizza Box, best show on the radio.
Yeah, that's it. Not the best show ever. Best show on the radio.
All right.
You did it.
I got an idea about the environment. Everybody's talking about the environment. I work from home now and remotely. You know, I do my classes. I teach my classes from home. And if a lot more of us were able to work from home, we'd be off those highways. And we wouldn't need as much gas and all those other things associated with the environment. But you see, I had a struggle to work from home. I had to threaten and all that, and people didn't want me to work from home. And I said, I have to because of COVID and my husband's, not in good shape and all that. And so I don't understand why they want us to go back to work when we can't, you know, a lot of us can't work from home. If you're pouring coffee, you know, you can't work from home, you know, if you're at a Starbucks, but, you know, teachers can, and call services can, and lots of other people can, and those are just cars off the highway.
Right. No, thanks, Joanne. And I'm going to tell you, Gotham Bagels, you can still get food from them, and they haven't been open for a long, long time. You just do it the way everybody does on their phone and come and pick it up, and it's really good food, and the boss is a good guy, and that's that local stuff we talk about, right, on Jason's show. Businesses that, you know, treat their employees like they matter, like their family, and all of a sudden you feel like you are. Isn't that weird? And then you have people that work there for, well, I still can't believe I'm working here 6 years. Well, I've been, you know, 9 or 10, and, you know, I mean, but, you know, working hard and having a good time is the part of the American dream. It's just that if it's not fun to go to work because you're working for weird Grubhub's going down. Oh, who would have thought? You know, they had a bunch of clowns that decided to start a business where they, you know, make the money off the people driving from restaurant to this place to that place. Oh, you can get McDonald's now. Oh, really? Delivered to your house? Wow. What in the hell? And I, you know what? As a delivery person, I really don't like those little robot things that are cruising around with the flag. But I really like it when they get stuck in the snow on the corner. Yeah, you know, it came from Skynet. We're almost out of time, huh? Wow, best show on the radio, again. Outside the Pizza Box, yes, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM here in Madison, right downtown at Solidarity Realty Studios for another year. Thank you, Darcy Haber. But, you know, this is exciting. It really is. I didn't think that, you know, it was going to make a difference, but I think it's going to, right? And the reason why is because I know, I tried to tell you, man, Republican voters are not my enemy, man. It's legislators in both parties that are just killing a progressive movement. If they ain't progressive, they're regressive, and you need to get on board with that, and we'll talk about it again in 2 weeks, man. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone.